SBS Radio.
Caleb, the whole of Australia, everyone listening to this podcast was behind you since the beginning. We can't see the smile on radio on this podcast, but how does this feel?
It feels so good. It's really a dream come true for me. And, growing up in Australia, the Tour de France is really the only race that we had televised. And to be honest, it was really the only race that I followed every year. To be honest, I can't believe I was actually here on the start line, and to take a win is really, a dream come true, and I'm almost in a little bit of disbelief.
Talk to us a bit about this sprint. How did you feel, and how did you manage that sprint?
To be honest, it wasn't an ideal one for us because my lead out man crashed, I think, 10 or 15 kilometers to go, and he was right in front of me when he crashed, so I really had to slow down a lot, and I was at the back of the bunch, so close to the finish line. But I stayed calm, and Roger Kluge came back for me. He really brought me all the way to the front of the bunch and put me on Groenewegen's wheel. So, without him today, I couldn't have won. And after I got into his wheel, I think maybe three or four Ks to go, I had some time to relax, and I wasn't being fought for the wheel too much. So I had some time to get my energy back, and luckily I had enough energy in the end to come around him.
And now winning every Grand Tour. Now you're one of them. It's a big achievement.
Yeah, it's a massive honor for me. I think any rider would, when they turn pro, dream of winning a stage in every Grand Tour. And now I'm only 25 and I've done it. And I think it's like, as an Australian, you have to sacrifice a lot to come to Europe, and you leave your friends behind, your family behind, and it's a lot of sacrifice to be here. And to be honest, when you can achieve a lot like this, it's almost worthwhile.
And if you draw back to the fact that, the five-year-old Caleb Ewan, when you first came on your bike, what thought have you got to come this far?
Yeah, I can remember back when I was, just starting cycling at, 10 years old, just pretending I was in the Tour de France winning, and now I'm actually here and winning, and I really... I'm not lying when I say it's really a dream come true for me.
Okay, quick shout out to Australia. Maybe your wife and baby are here.
Yeah, I have to thank my wife so much for being so supportive. I left home with my daughter still in hospital, and without such a strong wife, I couldn't have done it. It was actually a really tough time leading up to the tour. My daughter was in hospital for 1 month leading up to this, and it was so hard leaving her because I didn't get to take her home, and it was a hard time for my whole family because my wife's on her own with a newborn baby now, and here I am, and without such a supportive wife, I can't be here, and I wouldn't be able to realize my dreams like this.
This is for her, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.